Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's monster broadcast inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. How the heck are you today? Unbelievable. 525 straight monster cast shows without missing a beat. Really proud of that because we're bringing you the truth. Like I told you in the opening segment, about to right to bear arms at the mainstream media, they wouldn't dare cover it. They can't cover it because if they do, it strips them bare. They don't want to walk around naked on your TV screens because that's what would happen to them. They have pushed an agenda so far to the point that they just simply can't. They can't move away from it now. There's no way for them to do it. So we're here doing it for you. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Talk 94.5 WTKN. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, both this monster broadcast and the weekday show as well. It's great to be in Myrtle Beach with you. Been there many, 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 many times. Know the town very well. Love it. Glad to be filling your prescription for freedom. Virginia Beach, I mentioned it before. I spent some time in Virginia Beach. I went to college in Virginia. I have family that lives in Virginia. I lived in Richmond, lived in Virginia Beach. Know the area pretty well. And saddened by what happened in Virginia Beach. But I'm not going to sit here and defend against the attacks. I don't have to. Because you, myself, and any other law-abiding gun owner did nothing wrong. So we're not going to sit there and play that game with the left. What we are going to do is cover a couple takeaways from it. Rob Pincus, famed trainer, dear friend of mine, my co-author on Lessons from Unarmed America, joins me right now from Vegas. He's out in Sin City. Rob, welcome to the program. You lived in Virginia Beach as well, and I got to tell you, in fact, the first time I ever spoke to you, you were actually standing in my old driveway in Virginia Beach. That's how I knew great things were going to happen. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was over a decade ago, and I was still living there, and I was only living there about a year and a half. I was doing a bunch of training for the Navy, a couple places there, and doing a bunch of stuff down at the formerly Blackwater site. It was a great city. I had a lot of good friends there, and I posted, you know, a couple days ago. So that's kind of, for me, that's as much of a home as any place else has been in the last, you know, couple of decades. And, you know, great memories, great people, provided a lot of training to the Virginia Beach Police Department as well. So, you know, it's I've been hearing bits and pieces about what went on, you know, from people that are actually still on the ground there in Virginia. And it's just a really, really tragic event. And this one had some unique aspects to it that we don't normally see.
It definitely did. And you and I talked a couple days ago, right after it happened, within hours of it happening. And I think we're both on the same page here. So let's tackle a couple of these. First of all, we tend to train, or we discuss it on this program, and I've mentioned it myself many times, that 9 out of 10 times, for the most part, these killers that walk into these establishments that do this for the sake of murdering as many people as they can so they can ride off into the history books, when they are challenged, they tend to kill themselves. But that's not the case all the time, and that didn't happen here, and there's a couple things we need to talk about there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's either take their own lives or turn tail and run. You know, if you look at Parkland, if you look at the Aurora movie theater, if you look at obviously they turned and left once resistance was met, or at least tried to leave once resistance was met. In some game, one case at the situation in New Zealand, right? Here's a guy, very determined attacker, very planned, very well armed, seemed to be, you know how to run his gun. We saw reloads on his POV video and all those things. And yet the guy who yelled at him and threw a credit card processing machine, of all things, chased him back into his car. And that's what led to the police capturing him. So, you know, normally the mantra is, you know, resist, fight back, even whether you have a gun or not, do something. And you're probably going to see an effect. And obviously it's better, you know, we could say, you know, the worst case scenario is you go down fighting, but at least you're not just sitting there being a victim thinking it's impossible to stop these guys. This guy put up quite an organized resistance and a longer duration resistance than we would normally see, even once the police officers arrived there. And they arrived there relatively quickly. I don't know if that whole complex existed when you lived in Virginia Beach, but I'm very familiar with that complex. where it's outside of what would you consider downtown, and it's a large complex, modern buildings, big parking lots, but the police department's part of that complex, and I think it's 100, 150 yards away.
Yeah, that I've been in that complex before, you know, as you have, the out on Princess Anne, and the response was 2 minutes. They're there, but it's a huge complex, but they were there in 2 minutes. And we still saw, I have to go back to what we talked about at Parkland, minute and 39 seconds for armed response. Forget the fact that armed response cowered it out and didn't do anything. Not 20 people were shot, 9 fatally, in the 1 minute and 38 seconds preceding the arrival. And here in this case, 120 seconds, think about it, 2 minutes, and you have 12 dead people, and then a long-running, they say 5 to 8 minute long-running gun battle. So we now, takeaway number one is, are you going to change? My question to you is about that takeaway. Is this going to change anything that you teach relative to active shooter situations because of what happened here?
No, you know, it's not the first one that hasn't just, you know, immediately ended as soon as resistance was met. We still, you know, you said 9 out of 10. It's probably more like 96 out of 100, right? It's almost all of the examples we can think of that will cower or change their behavior once they meet resistance. And as far as I know, none of the employees, none of the people in the building who weren't resisting were killed or even injured after the police engaged this guy. So once again, if it hadn't been the police, if it had been an armed citizen or if it had been an unarmed citizen putting resistance on this guy, fighting with this guy one way or the other, it's obviously then that at least, and we know about the heroes at the STEM school in Denver. We know about University of North Carolina recently, the synagogue in California. Those three events were unarmed people that gave resistance and gave their lives, but did manage to stop the attacker and distract the attacker from the killing spree.
All right, let's switch over to takeaway number two. Takeaway number one, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that you need to be prepared. Sometimes they're not going to drop. Sometimes they're not going to take their own lives. Sometimes they're not going to flee. Sometimes they're going to fight. You need to be prepared for that. One of the easiest ways to prepare for that, if you are armed, is having more than 6 rounds on you in a Glock 43, for example. Rob, this one of the first things that came to my mind was that ammunition. A lot of us carry smaller guns, etc. Man, do we need to rethink that?
I don't think so. I guns.com just reached out to me on an unrelated story for some thoughts on the single stack craze and the subcompact craze. You know, that's been kind of sweeping and taking over the practical side of CCW, not the hobbyist that, you know, is carrying 4 magazines and right, dressing around them when they go to the range, but really, you know, the people that are living the everyday carry life without being, you know, part of the, you know, gun culture. They're not competing in competitions, things like that. And obviously that's where the Glock 48, the Glock 43, the SIG P365, the XDS, you know, that's where these guns have really found a huge market, and in fact have been the fastest growing part of the market for a while. The M&P Shield would be another example. And now you've got the 4-inch Shield and the 3.7-inch 365. That market sector just keeps growing. And, of course, it's the market sector that the Avidity Arms PD-10 is aimed at it as well. Mm-hmm. And what I think is happening is we need to really be careful about the anomalies, right? Again, when it comes to personal defense, every defensive shooter, you've been in my courses, you know, for every personal defense course I teach with shooting, I tell people, look, most of the time, I get it. You can brandish the gun and they'll go away. You can fire a shot into the ground and they're probably going to run away. It's the reason that we don't put a huge emphasis on shoot, swing, shoot for multiple attackers, because guess what? That second attacker that was there before you started resisting probably isn't a threat anymore. That doesn't mean that you don't look for him. It doesn't mean that you're not aware. It doesn't mean that you aren't aware that maybe the spree killer or even the everyday guy who thought he was just going to pull a knife on you and you were going to drop your wallet, drop your money, drop your car keys and run away or pee yourself or something, right? Those people might actually not run away when you pull out your gun. If you have a gun on you, you better be prepared to fight. If you go around that corner looking for the active shooter, you better be prepared to fight and not think that you're just going to, you know, yell at him and throw a credit card processor and he is going to run away. Sure, the odds say that, but you better be prepared to follow through with that commitment to defend yourself or others, potentially at peril to your own life. And obviously, if you have 20 rounds, it's easier to do than if you have 12, and that's easier to do with 12 than if you have 6. But there is the practical consideration of what's the probability of needing those 20 rounds versus not carrying because your carry gun doesn't fit with your summer clothes.
Rob, let me ask you a question before we have to let you slide, and one that's kind of tough to answer. It's moral, I guess, more than anything else. we've got 30 seconds. If I've only got six rounds and I know this guy's loaded for bear, should I engage? Do I have that responsibility as an armed citizen to engage, even if I know I'm probably going to lose it, if it may end this carnage right now? 20 seconds.
You don't have the responsibility. You have the responsibility to take care of yourself and those you care about. But I don't think that you should hesitate to do something you're feeling confident and capable of doing. You aren't planning on needing nine shots to put down anybody. So you take the shots you can when you believe you need to.
We'll leave it at that. Rob Pincus out in Vegas. Thank you, Rob, for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today. Rob Pincus, you know where to find him. ICE, Personal Defense Network. Or just send me an email. I'll put you in touch with him. When we come back, I want to talk to you about sound suppressors and the stupidest column I've ever seen in the opinion piece in the Washington Post. Don't go away. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off, don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now, before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Well, it looks like Mark has broken off, but we'll be connecting back with him here shortly. We should have AWR coming up in a little bit as well. And so, but anyway, thank you for listening to Armed American Radio. And so today, you know, we talk about what it means to be in firearms and have firearms and our right to have firearms. And so that's why it's really important that we do this. Matter of fact, Mark is jumping on in here. Jump on in here, Mr. Mark Walters.
Will you quit pushing that button that you're pushing?
You know what? I wish I could. I wish that was the case. But, you know, I was just talking about, you know, what it is that we do here and why we're here. You know, since you keep jumping off. I don't know. Are you on a train or something?
No, I'm not. I got new equipment in here, and I'm trying to figure out all the bells and whistles. I apologize for that. I promise you I'll get it taken care of. But that's what happens. I've got connections that I'm not familiar with, let me put it that way, and it's all a little bit above me. That's why when
maybe
the engineers
the gun grabbers are trying to tell you something.
Maybe. You know, I've had a lot of people say, hey, woo.
You better get some foil so you can build
it
that
actually. It actually coincides with my new board equipment and everything that we've been working on. So I can say that safely, but you never know. I mean, who knows where it came from, right? I don't know where it came from. Sean, let me go back to this. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, I think, from the Washington Post, ever. Juliet Kamen, or Kayem. I don't really care if I'm mispronouncing her name. I'm trying to give her the respect she deserves, I guess. Juliet Kayem. She's a former assistant. I just got a message here that says, blame it on Bloomberg. So there you go. You know, blame
he is
it on
a media
Bloomberg.
Mogul.
I'm telling you what, man. You never
and remember,
know.
Remember, Grover was saying, you know, he might be controlling, I don't know, the airwaves by some way.
It's nuts. Juliet Kamen is a former assistant secretary of Homeland Security and is currently the faculty chair of the Homeland Security Program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. I would like to think that Harvard's got a lot of really, really smart people at it. You know? I would like to think that. But I want you to listen to this. The piece written by her is Why the Shooting in Virginia Beach Sets an Ominous Precedent. Now, I told you I would talk about two issues or two takeaways from it. And I didn't want to sit here and defend it. I'm not going to. Because none of us did anything wrong. I don't care what they say about the NRA. It's gibberish. At this point, when the left goes nuts after a lunatic does this and the mass media gives the mass killer mass attention, the liberal progressive left tries to attack me and tries to attack you. I'm not playing that game anymore. I couldn't care less what they have to say. I don't have to sit here and defend the guns in my safe and my law-abiding lifestyle. Because I'm not responsible for what happened there. And the more people hear that cry and that wail from the left, the more they begin to roll their eyes. It's backfiring on them, and I can sense it, and I'm pretty sure you can too. But this is fun stuff here. Because, you see, I had a number of conversations within minutes of finding out that this individual in Virginia Beach used a suppressor. Because anybody who knows a suppressor, or that I have fired a Glock 21 with a suppressor on more than one occasion. It still makes a really loud noise. It's not the movies. That's TV stuff. A sound suppressor lowers the decibel level enough that the report of the gunshot will not damage or may not damage your hearing. It is still recommended that you use hearing protection, whether it's a suppressed rifle in your hunting, whether it's a suppressed handgun, it doesn't matter. It's still really good advice. It is not silent in a cavernous building. This is not a movie. This is real life. But apparently, Juliet Kamen, who is the former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security and the faculty chair of the Homeland Security program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government doesn't get it. Listen to this. What ends lives? Gunfire. What saves lives? The sound of gunfire. See, I had a number of conversations within moments of finding out this was a suppressor. I said, watch this. Some of them are probably listening right now, and they're going to be shaking their heads because they know what I'm about ready to say. I said, you watch. It won't be long before you see some stupid moron on a MSDNC program or some goofball host like maybe a Don Lemon or somebody else over there at the Communist News Network, formerly known as the Clinton News Network, saying, well, I mean, they didn't know where he was. He had a silencer. They couldn't hear him. He disappeared in the hallways. Didn't take long. Here was the column. The Virginia Beach shooting on Friday, when an employee of the city government killed 12 people, 11 of whom were his coworkers, is notable only for its familiarity. Another mass shooting. In fact, it was the worst mass casualty event anyone can remember since November 2018. But details of the rampage include one fact unique to the growing list of active shooter cases. The assailant used a 45 caliber handgun with extended magazines and a barrel suppressor. So here I knew instantly, here we go. This is exactly what I had predicted. This small detail, Juliet says, that the loaded gun was fitted with simple and lawful silencing equipment, threatens to upend how we understand and train for active shooter cases in the future. Let me stop right there. It does no such thing. All it does is prove to you Juliet Kayyem's stupidity. She is clearly writing something of which she knows absolutely nothing. I can tell you she has never fired a suppressed weapon ever. Not a 45, not a 45 Glock with a suppressor ever. Or she would not have made herself look this ridiculously stupid. Gun violence in America is unique, not simply because of our culture, but also because we have lawful weaponry that can kill many people very quickly. So we're unique as opposed to what? Gun violence in Mexico that kills people slowly with weapons that aren't as dangerous as ours? Or Brazil? Or any other country on earth? I laughed through this whole thing because it was as predictable as tomorrow's sunrise. Now, there's a new one here. In terms of death-to-time ratio, single-shot weapons are preferable to multi-round handguns, and handguns are preferable to the semi-automatic and the favorite of mass shooters, the AR-15. It's a simple calculation of time. But the Virginia Beach killer seemed to want the anonymity of silence, a tool of the coward. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. I really don't have to go any farther than that. I think you understand where I'm going there. A suppressed weapon isn't silent. This woman knows nothing. So this is a new level of low. Because as my good friend Stephen Gutowski said, opinion pieces aren't known for their brightness, but this is a new level of low. Back after this.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Welcome back. Indeed, inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. As long as Bloomberg isn't invading my electronics today, right? Jeez, oh, Pete, man, I'm telling you what. You never know, do you? You never know. So far, I've got about five or six emails to say, keep going with that Washington Post. I want to know more about that Washington Post. It's hilarious and it's comical, so I will continue to ride on this a little bit. I'll tie it into the AR-15 because it is important to note. Okay, and this doesn't go against what I said in the first hour and in the opening segment here of this hour. I'm not talking about sitting here and talking about my right to bear arms and defending against this. I'm simply pointing out the stupidity of the anti-gun left, the progressive anti-gunner, or the gun prohibitionist out of Harvard, who clearly doesn't know her satellite radio moment word from her satellite radio moment word. Okay, I mean, this stuff. But this is what is so dangerous, because the Washington Post should know better. So I'm a guess that I can write whatever I want to write and submit it as opinion to the Washington Post, and they're going to publish it? They don't fact check anything? Nobody inside the cavernous Washington Post abode knows that this is all fake? Were they looking for trouble? You got to wonder when you see this stuff. I'm talking about the Juliet Kayyem piece. Kayyem. Kayyem. K-A-Y-Y-E-M. You pronounce it how you want. But she goes on to talk about how this, apparently she believes that this gun made no noise, that this 45 caliber Glock made no noise. And she goes on to say that gun violence in America is unique, not simply because of our culture, but also because we have lawful weaponry that can kill many people very quickly. I'm not really sure what that means, except to say that that's gibberish from an individual who knows absolutely nothing about firearms. Nothing. The Glock pistol is an Austrian weapon. Berettas are Italian weapons. I could go on and on and on and name you guns made all over the world. But I guess it's unique when it comes to America. Or a Smith & Wesson is somehow unique. Or Springfield XD is somehow unique and different because it's American firepower and it's because of our culture and because of our guns. Our lawful weaponry here can kill many people very quickly. This woman knows nothing about what she's talking about. Unfortunately, millions of people see this in the Washington Post and they believe this. And the favorite of mass killers, the AR-15, that's a false statement. More people have been murdered in America by handguns. And I don't know how many times I have to go over this, but I will because she pointed it out here. I'm simply reacting to it. Than all rifles combined, including the AR-15. So this goes back to, and again, this is the question that I've asked, and if there was a third point when I was talking with Rob Pincus, the first point, of course, would be, this guy fought back. He didn't go down. He fought back, which leads me to believe if a civilian had been armed, he would have engaged also. And in very high probability, depending on where that civilian was and what kind of shot that civilian had, if he was unable to drop that individual immediately, say with a headshot, in all probability, this man, of course, evil acts in its own time and place of choosing, right? Evil gets to pick the time and date and place. Evil showed up with a ton of ammo and two guns. You may not have that firepower on you because you weren't there to do harm. So in all likelihood, it might not have turned out well for the civilian in this case. Point number one, this guy fought back. If you're going to engage, understand that that may happen. Don't think that just because most killers kill themselves when they are confronted, that it's going to happen all the time. You heard Rob Pincus talk about that. Number two, I asked him about ammunition, magazines. If you're carrying a gun with six rounds in it, you might want to consider carrying a couple spare magazines. They're small. They fit right in your pocket. Carry them however you choose to carry them, but you might want to consider carrying them. This could be considered a lesson. And number three, the only thing political about this that I want to go into is because of this statement, the weapon of choice. The AR-15 has been demonized by the progressive gun-hating left. What happens when it's not an AR-15? How many times have we heard people say, we don't want to take away your guns, nobody's coming after your handguns, but we don't need these weapons of war on our street. What happens when a killer with the same handgun I carried a Glock 17 today. It's a Glock. I carried a 9mm, 17 plus one rounds, but I carry with 17 rounds, not the plus one. I carried it with me all day today. All day. I had it from the time I got up. I was at Walmart at 7 o'clock this morning. Ran into my dad at Walmart, too. It was funny. Had no idea I was going to be there. I was walking out, he was walking in. So I turned and walked in with him and hung out with my dad for a little bit. In Walmart, of all places. I was carrying a Glock 17. It's still here in the studio with me. All day long. More people were killed with handguns in Virginia Tech. More people were killed. What are they going to say now when it's not the AR-15? Nobody wants your handguns. We just want to get those weapons of war off the street. So they're okay with, because no one's answered that question for me yet. I want to see Kamala Harris. I would love to ask her that question. Hey, Kamala. Kamala. Miss Harris. The killer in Virginia Beach used a Glock 45 caliber handgun, not an AR-15. Are you okay with that? Is it okay can I keep my Glock 45s and my Glock 19s and my 17s and my 21s? Can I have all, okay, you don't want to take them away from me? Just my AR-15s. All guns are deadly. That's what I've been telling you for years. You know that. You've read it. You've seen me write about it. I've talked about it here. Are they okay with that? Because you can follow this to its logical conclusion that if he didn't use an AR-15 to murder 12 people, and all he had was a handgun, the very guns, but see, it's not the very guns, is it? This is why about a year ago, we started noticing that shift in the narrative, didn't we? Semi-automatic. The AR-15 is the MSSA, military-style semi-automatic. They began demonizing semi-automatic. They began making the term semi-automatic evil, didn't they? We pointed it out for you here on Armed American Radio over a year ago. Look at this. We're noticing this. Do you see what's happening here? Now it's semi-automatic, and I explained to you then why they were doing that. Because that's how they're going to cloak themselves in coming after your handguns. They're not going to call it a handgun. They can say, we don't want all your guns. All we want to do is get those semi-automatics off the street. They've created that narrative. They've driven that narrative. Otherwise, they would have to be okay with the gun that was used in Virginia Beach at the Municipal Center because it wasn't an AR-15, because they've told us that they're not coming after our guns. But is that true? Of course it's not true. That's why gun control is gun safety now. It's gun safety measures. We have to take certain steps. It's gun safety measures. When we come back, we're going to talk about gun safety measures. And I'm going to tell you what the City of Virginia Beach police chief said about new laws. He seems to understand. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. 525 straight. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now, before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, for you. I got a great email from Steve Sharp moments ago, 2 hours ago. He writes in, "I would love to have your smoked meatloaf recipe, and thanks." Steve, not now, but you know, grilling while armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is about ready to be released. I'll have dates and times and places this week, so I'll be able to let you know. We're just getting ready to come out of graphic design, and editing's just about done, so that's going to be fun. Hey, it's in there too, Steve. Pretty cool stuff. But I love that. Out of the blue. That was kind of random, wasn't it? I would love to have your smoked meatloaf recipe. Oh, I bet you would. I bet you would. You'll get it. I can promise you. Back to Virginia Beach for just a second. And we don't even have to talk about this with Virginia Beach. We can move on from Virginia Beach in this particular sense, because I have brought this up to you many times in the past, and I want an answer to this. I am truly seeking an answer here. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. If you hate AR-15s and you think they should be banned, and you're one of the clown posse that says, nobody's trying to take your guns, you paranoid gun nut freak. I just want to get those weapons of war off the street, referring to the AR-15. I want to know how you justify not wanting to get rid of all guns when a completely different gun was used to murder 12 people in Virginia. Oh, and let's not forget Virginia Tech, about 4.5 hours down the road. Maybe a little bit longer than that. Maybe 6 hours, especially if you're going out 460. The point that I'm trying to make is 32 plus 10 is 42 plus 2 is 44. If I did my math right, did I do my math right? I don't have 44 fingers, so I just kind of did it in my head. 44 people killed in Virginia Tech and at the municipal building combined. One with a Glock 19, the other with a Glock 21 if it was a 45 caliber. You okay with that? I'm seeking that answer. I want to know the answer to that. I have tried to rationalize. How can someone say to me, I don't care. I don't mind if you have a handgun for self-defense. I don't care about that. I'm good with that. We just don't need those weapons of war on our street. Okay. What about all the violence in Chicago that I've covered with you on this program for years? Years. We just went over it last week, Memorial Day weekend, you remember? Dozens of people shot, seven killed. Again, Memorial Day weekend. Tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of people shot. The vast majority, dare I say all of them that weekend, with handguns. So I don't understand that logic, if there's logic to that. I try intellectually to sit down and think, okay, how can I work this out in my head? How could somebody else work this out in their head to be okay with that? But as long as the AR-15 is gone, does that mean that person is thinking rationally? I don't think so. Could be wrong. I really, truly want an answer to that. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, you know what I'm trying to do here, right? I think you understand. If you've listened to me over the last decade, you know what I'm trying to do. I want you to admit the truth to me. That's all. Are you man or woman enough to admit the truth? Let me go back to Barry Obama. I have said many, many, many times that I would have had far more respect for Obama. It's been a while since I did that. Remember that? That just kind of happened. If he had come out and told me exactly what he wanted to do, instead of satellite radio momenting word around the issue, if he would have just come out and said, you know what? I think I've said this before in the past, but I was just a little, you know, community organizer that wanted to run for the state senate or whatever, and nobody was paying attention to me anyway back then. Big mistake, right? But I remember saying back then publicly that I think all guns were bad. We don't need guns. There should be no guns. And you know what? I stand by that. I hate guns. I would have had a lot of respect for him for that. And I've said this many times on this program, and I would tell the man to his face. In fact, I've had an opportunity to be on his show twice, but it was during that whole, you know, cancer, you know, chemotherapy thing with my wife that I couldn't make it work. And that is Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain. I would have loved to have had the conversation with him on Good Morning Britain, and I was offered the opportunity twice. And I would tell him the same thing. I respect the man because I know where he stands. He makes absolutely no bones about that. None. I know he hates guns. He thinks Americans are stupid for having guns. He comes out and he just flat out says it. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with somebody that says, I don't want to take all guns away. You're fine. If you want to have a handgun for self-defense, fine. But we don't need those weapons of war on our streets. Just get rid of those. I'm okay. Then you're okay with this. Because let's assume you're successful. Let's assume, oh, I don't know, 60 million law-abiding people who have done nothing wrong ever decided to just go over to the turn in your AR-15 building center that you created, and you gave me a Steak and Shake gift card for $25, and I don't know, a bottle of my favorite bourbon in exchange for my AR-15s, all of them. And I got a Steak and Shake gift card for every one of them. Sean just said, I'd give them up. No, you wouldn't. I know.
Neither one of them.
Right, exactly. Steak and Shake either, right? Now, In and Out. I don't know. In and Out? I don't know. Give up an AR-15 for some free In and Out. No, I would not. Just kidding. Just funning with you. The point that I'm making is, let's just assume that 60 million people did that. Do you think the murder rate in Chicago drops? Or St. Louis? Or Baltimore? Or any other Democrat-controlled city in decay? No. Oh, and by the way, I know somebody out there is waiting to hear me say this. Now I'm going to do it. Show me a big American city in decay, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. Prove me wrong. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. But do you honestly believe? See, there's no logic here at all. So that means these people are either dishonest or stupid. Which one is it? I don't know. I'm sure it's both. And I'm sure it's a combination of both. It could be a combination of both. But you know what? When it comes to those people like Kamala Harris and Eric Swalwell and Cory Booker and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Michael Bloomberg and Shannon Watts and the crazy Bradys and Gabby Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, they're lying. Those people aren't stupid. They have their own guns. They're surrounded by them and they're protected by them. They just don't want you to have them. Fascinating conversation. The logic takes you to that question. If you have an answer for me, please, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I can't wait to read the email on this one. Next hour, we couldn't talk with A.W.R. Hawkins because he had some work to do for Breitbart News, but we're going to keep the conversation going, and I'm going to go over some of what I would have with him, with you, in the next hour. Armed American Radio's 525th Monster Cast continues. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever have walked out of his cave without his club, ever. Enjoy the rest of your next few minutes. I'll see you on the radio right after this break.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.